Chair, you on the record.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Alaska Desert Development Export Authority's Thursday, September 21st board meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And then I'd like to ask you to do a roll call for the board members.
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Crum? Mr. Kendig?
Here.
Mr. Fogel?
Here.
Mr. Ellich?
Here.
Mr. Vivemar?
Here.
Chair Pruse?
I'm here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Item number three before us is our agenda.
I move the agenda as presented.
This is Albert. I'll second. Does anybody have any deletions, adjustments, corrections, comments on the agenda? Is there an objection to the agenda as presented? Hearing and seeing none, the agenda is approved as presented. Bring this to item number four, prior minutes for August 2nd, 2023.
I move the prior minutes August 2nd, 2023 as presented.
This is Albert. I'll second. All right, we've got 8 pages of agenda of prior minutes, and I'll ask if anybody has any corrections, deletions, suggestions, or clarifications on the prior minutes. We had a chance to review them. Any objections to adopting the minutes as presented? Hearing them, the minutes for August 2nd are adopted. Bring us to public comments. For those of you wishing to make a public comment today, I ask that you limit it to 2 minutes per person. Please state your name and affiliation for the record clearly, so we have that for our record. I will start with online, Rainey. Is there anybody online wishing to make a public comment?
If there is any member of the line that would like to make a public comment, please press star 9 on your phone now. Please clearly state your name and your affiliation if you have one. Chair, there are no members on the line.
All right. Is there anybody in the boardroom wishing to make a public comment? Well, for a lot of you, you're all quiet. Now, come on. Come on up. What's on the agenda? What's on your agenda today?
You can include the Mustang?
Yes, it's on our agenda. So you're more than welcome to... Right there. No. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Make sure the microphone's on for me.
Very good.
You can just hand it to him, too.
I can do my best to broadcast.
There you go. Just make sure we have your... For the record, some of us know who you are, but for the record, name and affiliation.
I am Rick Fox, and I'm the president of Fairweather LLC. Thank you. Appreciate a chance to comment. And we are now a proud member of the Doylon family of companies. Fairweather LLC is a small Alaskan company that has survived and thrived since 1976, supporting oil and gas, mining, research projects, and the U.S. military, anyone who wants to get work done efficiently and safely in remote Alaska. We're drillers, we're medics, we're logistics coordinators, we provide weather and aviation support, and a host of other services. And I'm here representing the hardworking Alaskans at Fairweather and any others who want to help achieve successful oil and gas development in Alaska. We've been supporting Mustang development for many years now. Fairweather performed the after-action review of the initial development drilling program at Mustang, and based on this and what we've learned from other operators, provided a roadmap for successful development drilling at Mustang. We also performed a successful frack and test on one existing well, which was used to establish commerciality. We are confident from what we've seen that these wells can be drilled and completed successfully. Our friends at ConocoPhillips and others are doing so now. When AF foreclosed on Brooks Range Petroleum Corporation, Fairweather became a creditor instead of a contractor. We, of course, paid our people and our subcontractors and filed a miner's lien in hopes that one day we would recover what we spent. When we were asked recently by AF to support the agreement in settling our liens, we did so. We agreed to 30 cents on the dollar in order to move the deal forward. So we definitely have skin in the game here. We did so because we prefer to work than litigate. We have the expectation that FinEx will follow through with their plans, and we will get a chance to put our people to work again on this project. I support the Ada FinEx agreement, appreciate the hard work by the Ada team and the FinEx team to get there. I believe it is in the best interest of the state of Alaska for Ada to transfer the Mustang fuel to FinEx. FinEx has a plan. They have demonstrated that they are ready to operate. I'm confident that FinEx, with Gordon's expertise and leadership and the talented Alaskan contractors involved, can develop the Mustang Field. Fairweather and our experienced team of Alaskans are ready to go to work. We will do our best to ensure that FinEx is successful in developing the Mustang Field and the state benefits. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Other comments? Mr. Chairman, members of the board, thank you for the opportunity to speak on FinEx. I didn't know anything about it.
Bernie, we need your name.
Oh, excuse me. Bernie, Carl, K-A-R-L, Alaska's Imagineer.
Oh.
I'm Imagineering today. What I'm imagining...
I'd like to welcome our former board member to the Ada board meeting.
Thank you. And, you know, Koch brothers, when they had an asset, if you really want to read a good book, you should read...
You have 2 minutes, bro.
Oh, 2 minutes. Read the Koch brothers book. When they have an asset that's not performing, they get rid of it. I totally support what Ada's doing here in selling this this asset to Mustang to FinEx. I don't know all these characters, but they're characters. And I can tell you this, they're going to do better than... You know, Ada basically got screwed to take this thing. It was a bad deal. You didn't just one day decide you were going to buy Mustang. You were just, screwed, glued, and tattooed on the deal. So now you got a chance to get out of this, and these people are going to do something good. And that there's oil in that field. And I totally support what you're doing. So do it. And let these guys leave here today, and let's have an oil field. Let's put people to work. Let's let them, I mean, these guys have taken a haircut. You know, they've taken, sold his bill for 30 cents on the dollar. God bless him. But he's planning on making it back. And the only way you can make it back is go to work. Alaska is, we should be doing this. But Ada shouldn't be doing it. Not in this particular case. So you're making a very wise decision. There's no simple solution, only intelligent choices. And you guys are making an intelligent choice. So you totally have my support. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vernon. Is there any further comments from the boardroom? Okay, so I didn't do it originally, but we're gonna make sure everybody gets on the record who's here. Start with Gordon on the right.
Yes, I am Gordon, official representing FinEx, president and CEO of the board. I'm Wesley Plott, and I'm with HDR Engineering.
Joe Bailash with Stenhouse.
With IB with FinEx.
Daniel Lewison with FinEx LLC, Senior Project Manager.
Susan Charles with Carver LLC.
Carter Balton, you live in FinEx. Blake Ardrey, Drilling and Project Manager at Fairweather LLC.
Bob Spence and I represent Cyan Construction Company.
Don Springsteen, also the governor.
Clay Christian, I'm the CFO for both Ada and AA.
Good morning, thank you for having us. I feel like we're the wedding. That's right, and it's been a pleasure. Natalie Hale, I'm the CEO of General Council for the Alaska Corporation down in Alaska.
Bernie Carl, Imagineer.
I'm Zach Albert, I'm the controller for Ada.
Brandon Majeski, Deputy Director of Ada.
So may I start with Rich, what we did in the
Adam Cook, attorney for Short Business Road, Bernie and I are lawyers for Ada.
Sandy Morano, executive director, Ada.
Bernie Hammond, executive assistant, Ada.
Thank you. All right. Welcome, everybody. Now that we know everybody's here. So we just got I'm going to close public comments for me. And if someone comes up online in the future, would you let me know? All right, thank you. That brings us to item number 6, which is new business, and under item 6 is executive session. So what's going to happen here for folks who don't know? We're going to kick most everybody out for hopefully not very long. It could be 5 minutes, but since Mr. Carl's here, it could be an hour and 45 minutes, but it is a topic. I'm just bugging you, Bernie. No. But, you know, since you're here, I won't worry about it. But then, all that being said, we'll try to get through the executive session as fast as possible, which then will bring us to our resolutions, which has to do with Mustang Holdings and Mnuchin. And I believe that's what most people are here for. So, I will entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss confidential and deliberative matters related to personnel, litigation, FY22 budget, and Mustang. I will entertain a motion.
I move that the board enter into an executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: personnel, litigation, fiscal 25 budget, matters related to Mustang. These matters, which if discussed publicly, would have an adverse effect on the finances of Ada, matters that are attorney-client privilege, and matters involving consideration of government records that by law are not subject to the public disclosure. Each of these matters and the executive session are supported by the Open Meetings Act and reference alleged Statute 44.62.310(c)(1), (3), and (4).
I would add to add under executive session with the board's indulgence is Mnuchin. Is there an objection to that? No? All right. So we are in executive session. And,
Chair, you are on the record.
Thank you. I advise the public that the board did not take any action on the matters discussed while in executive session. The session limits the discussion of matters directly protected by the public disclosure of the Open Meetings Act. So, under new business, that brings us to item number B, Resolution G23-10, Mustang Holdings LLC regarding Resolution G21-17. Randy?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Resolution G23-10 tears off of former Resolution G21-17, specifically, Section 2 of that resolution directed the senior leadership, executive director, and authority staff to work on a sale of the entity or assets at Mustang and to bring a term sheet for review and approval to the board. That's been provided, and now the resolution, new resolution, G23-10, is the resolution that gives me the authority, Mr. Chair, to go forward and reach a final agreement and execute those documents for the sale. It is an as-is, where-is entity sale, which is reflected on page 5 of resolution.
Do you want to tell me where dash 10 is? I don't have that resolution.
It's in your...
I got a placeholder.
Right
where?
Okay.
ahead.
Oh, okay. Sure. So the resolution G23-10 is tiered off of that prior resolution G21-17. The executive director and staff have now complied with that direction to bring the term sheet forward to the board. Resolution G23-10 now takes the next step and authorizes staff and myself to complete an entity sale, an as-is-where-is entity sale of Mustang Holding LLC and its subsidiary, Mach 1.
Okay. So, on the agreement, Randy, of the sale to Finex, is there a quarterly review of the performance, an annual review? Where does ADA fit into understanding the progress that the purchasers are making?
I believe.
And I say this because part of the reason, that's part of the state is that this unit gets in production.
Correct. And in terms of the fiscal terms, ADA is protected by the irrevocable letter of credit, so we will get payment regardless of what happens with their progress in developing the field, so we're guaranteed payment there. In terms of development of the field, I believe that Finex would be happy to share with us quarterly progress and share that information with the board, but maybe Mr. Pospisil could confirm that.
Yes, this is Gordon Pospisil representing Finex. Let me speak to that question. So first off, Finex is stepping into the ownership position for NHLLC. The operator's position will be providing a plan of development to the Department of Natural Resources, which will have to be approved, and there will be annual reports associated with that. And so with that, we will be providing, we would expect to provide timely updates as far as progress. So real specifically, that will hit the AOGCC, the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Oil and Gas, assuring that we're making progress against the plan development as they've reviewed and approved. So I would highlight that's a major milestone, or a major requirement, which will require timely reporting and progress against the...
How often are you making the report?
So with that, obviously the Department of Natural Resources Division of Oil and Gas will make a determination as how often we have to, the minimum statutory requirements are that we would submit a plan of development in October of the year for the following year, and then we'll, by March 31st, we'll have a progress report that would reply or respond or would characterize the progress as far as an annual report for the prior year. So with that, that would be the basic requirement. If the Division of Oil and Gas determines that we have not made progress or have some concerns, then they can obviously call for more frequent updates. We would be prepared to do that.
Okay. Randy, is that sufficient?
Chair, I think that's sufficient.
Okay.
Sure. So the resolution 2310, pages 1 through 3, basically walks through the history of the board's involvement with the Mustang project. The operative language is the authority given to the executive director to complete a transaction, which is set out on page 5 as an as-is, where-is entity sale, which means that the liabilities of the entity go along with the entity in the sale. So in addition to...
Is there a time for closing?
Mr. Chair, the time for closing has been set at roughly 30 days out.
So that sounds like a... Is it within 30 days?
It is within 30 days.
Okay.
Only before.
On
or before, correct.
Okay. All right. I'm asking these questions because we're trying to get stuff on the public record. All right, so this is, and I encourage my board members to ask things for it on the record. This is important that for the public to understand what we as a board are doing with the state-owned assets. So, all right. So that being said, 30 days. Ask some questions for fellow board members.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman. Thank you again for being here today and answering our questions and putting together this deal. If you could just provide to the public your commitment to not only developing the lease, but also and making your payments through the letter of credit, if you could just explain further.
Of course. Again, this is Gordon Hospital, and what Kinex is prepared to do is to take on as operator the SMU, the Mustang unit, and with that, submit a plan of development which will cause, we'll call it a phased development, the returning of production of the unit. So the milestones will be the installation of production three-phase processing equipment, which include power generation, gas compression, and the ability to process oil, water, and gas, and then with that, reconnect the existing pipeline to the Colville River unit pipeline and produce oil which will flow to the Trans-Alaska pipeline. So that would be, again, submitted as part of a plan development, a phase development. There are four wells that have been drilled to date. One is determined to be producible in paying quantities. That would be one of the components of the initial production. We would return. We have additional wells that are in place to contribute to that production through the facility. And then we have a phased approach in terms of establishing production and capability of drilling additional wells to drill out and to develop the Mustang resource to the extent of its economic limits. And again, that could be over the annual plans of development, which would be phased to manage the level of commitment of the risk, and with that, the impact as far as the surface and subsurface.
And you're getting to the financial piece of it, you do intend to make the payments that are abided by in the agreement. And if for some reason you're not able to, it is still secured by a letter of credit with an Alaska-based bank, correct?
Yes, that's correct. If I can, at this moment, we have not specified the bank. The agreement is that it will be with a U.S.-based bank, and certainly a Alaska-based bank would be a reasonable agreement for us.
And about how many Alaskans do you plan to put to work?
So with this, the initial construction, so what I've described is actually a fairly limited set of activities if we are at full success, but this would provide for, we estimate, 120 jobs during construction, and then 10 to 20 jobs that would be permanent jobs that would be created. I've been fortunate to have Rick Fox talk about the importance of this to some of the service providers, for example, Fairweather, Con-Am, and others that would be partners with Finex in terms of accessing people and resources to do this development. But with that, in my certainty, it would be a substantial project in terms of putting Alaskans to work and utilizing Alaska service providers.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I think this is a good deal for everyone, especially Alaskan employers and Alaska residents as well, to get this field back up into production. So I'd be willing to put my support behind this.
Further comments or questions from board members? All right. I'll entertain a motion for resolution G23-10, resolution Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority approving the transaction between Mustang Holdings LLC and Phoenix Operating LLC.
I move resolution 23-10.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Further discussion? Anybody online? Julie? Adam?
Well, I just appreciate all of the work that staff has done on this.
Thank you. All right.
I appreciate staff stepping into this. This is a long, convoluted process, and I really appreciate the fact that there's a means to look at potential development in Alaska while also removing long-term liabilities from ADA. So So thank you, Randy and staff.
I'd just also like to say thank you to Conan and Fairweather, and I believe there's one more in the mix that are coming together to put this deal, get it back online.
Innovative.
Yep. Thank you.
Randy, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Kahn?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Vivalore?
Yes.
Chair Bruce?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. And thank you folks for attending a long meeting today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. The agenda, we will not be taking up resolution G23-11 at this time. It will be postponed to PD. That brings us to item number D, FY24 draft board meeting dates. Have you sent those out?
Mm-hmm.
Really, have you sent those out, the draft board meeting dates?
Yes.
6D.
Okay. So I would ask that everybody take a look at that and email back any changes or suggestions. I know our commissioners are pulled three ways from Sunday, so I'd really help that they really look at this closely best they can. And then get back with Randy with your input, please.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Robert?
The only thing I ask is hopefully we can wrap this up by maybe next month with the board meetings for 2020. We can send out those invites as soon as we do that, because our schedule is still up. Thank you.
Oh, there it is. I found it. Okay, all right, so the board meeting dates. All right, that brings us to item 7, director's comments, project updates.
Sure, thank you, Mr. Chair. Some project updates briefly. West Sioux project, we went ahead and collected Cineflex footage of that route as well, and LIDAR, and we are also working with a hydrologist regarding the federal jurisdictional wetlands, that scope is now very narrowed. That means less mitigation costs, et cetera. And we're doing that same effort with the Ambler. And so a couple things we're working there, Mr. Chair, to advance those projects. Ambler, we're obviously in litigation over the cancellation of those leases. We're going to continue fighting for those leases. And we'll have some updates at the next board meeting. FedEx, we're waiting on appraisal and some other information, and we'll be going forward from there. So that's a quick, simple project update, Mr. Chair.
All right. Loan dashboard report is next. Is this for board information, or is there something? Any forest fires out there?
Good afternoon, Chair Bruce. Tiffany Jansen, Chief Land Officer. There's no real cause for concern in the U.S. We're still at a 0% delinquency. We have a very heavy pipeline right now with the market rates the way that they are. And we're continuously bringing loans to investment committee on almost a weekly basis at this point.
Well, obviously, they're all under $3 million.
Correct.
Because we haven't seen
anything. No, you'll see in some of the pending applications, there are some much larger loans on there. We're waiting for some critical documents, and then they'll proceed through the standard approval process. So they're on the pipeline. They're there, just on the cusp.
Can you give me a gross dollar amount?
In the pipeline right now, it's about $80 million between pending a couple of pre-flights and pending applications. Pending applications right now is over $50 million.
Okay. Any questions for?
I'm waiting to see that loan balance go up again.
And so remember, too, our commitments are between 6 and 12 months, so
there's often a delayed response.
Yeah.
But thank you, Board Member Vogel.
I'm glad to see Blue Crest pay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, any questions for her? Thank you.
All right, anything else? Unless we got any development fact sheets? I'll have to be in line all day long for this. Yep.
Hi, Chairperson. This is Josie Wilson, Director of Communications and External Affairs for ADA. And in your packets are our project fact sheets, so some updates and information for you. The first couple sentences of every page, kind of current status, provides you with some updates on that. Of course, our Executive Director, Raro, has already provided you some key highlights, but wanted to just direct your attention to those project fact sheets that we provide every quarter for you. And if there's any questions or anything else I can do on those, please let me know.
Hold on now. I'm too excited. Any questions? Josie, any questions for her?
I do, Mr. Chair. Hi, Josie. Thanks for being here. What about, I think we've talked about this before in our strategic planning session, but an overall marketing and hiring on like a marketing firm to help with the overall brand and marketing of this organization?
I think it's a wonderful idea of our strategic planning session, and I think we're going to be pursuing options, and we'll be able to report back to the board in the next board meeting or in the near future.
Okay. Thank you.
Great question. Thanks for asking.
Did I read it correctly that there's like half a million visitors going to this Duck Point development? That's phenomenal.
I would be happy to, oh, Tiffany did leave the room already, but I'd be happy to, if you have any questions about that. Huna, the Duck Point Icy Strait, it's a wonderful project. It actually has had national and international coverage. It's one of the projects we highlighted in our annual report this past year, and it has had significant cruise lines coming into there. So I think it's a very successful project for ADA. And also, it's a great example of us being in many industries besides maybe some of the ones people are familiar with us on in oil and gas and mining, but we're also in tourism.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next scheduled meeting is Wednesday, October 25th after EEA. I'll entertain board comments.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to thank Randy and his team, just doing exceptional work, and the things that you've been able to do in your short tenure are outstanding, and thanks to you and Brandon for getting things done.
Thank you. For the comments?
This is Commissioner Sandy. Ada Crew was just at Southeast Conference, and I really appreciated what they had to offer in the presentation at the, on the panel. So I appreciate that, the representation very much.
Bill?
I just want to echo Albert's compliments to Ada staff. Things are moving along a whole lot better than they used to. So
thank you.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Randy.
Thank you. Randy, I want to commend you and the staff. It is great to work with an organization that everybody's pulling in the same traces in the same direction. Thank you for that leadership, and thank you, staff, for taking that.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Hearing no more, I want to extend my sincere thanks to staff. Randy, Ramey, Brandon, the crew. John, thanks for hanging with us today. We've got things to do, good things to do, positive stuff. Clay heard it too. So anyway, thanks to everybody. I will, with that, I will take a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
This is Albert, I'll second.
Is there any objections? Very good, we are adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.
$100.
Huh?
I'm going to go see if I can make more than $100.
Are you sure?